In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor describes the work of a U of I geology grad student that shows soil conservation practices on farms in Illinois are working.
From a distance, it might seem there's little mystery involved with nutrient pollution in waterways that flow through the intensively farmed landscapes of the American Midwest. Farmers put fertilizer on fields, and some of it ends up in streams when it rains. But how does fertilizer end up in streams? To answer that question, you might want a detective, or better still, a scientist who operates like one. Enter Connor Neal with his newly minted master's degree in geology from the U of I. Over the past year and a half, he's been working with Department of Geology Professor Allison Anders to figure out how one key nutrient, phosphorus, is transported from the surrounding landscape into the lower reach of Wildcat Slough, a tributary that feeds into the Sangamon River just south of Fisher. How does nutrient migration involve geology, you ask? It's in the fine sediment. As Neal and Anders explained it to me, some nutrients, such as nitrogen, dissolve easily in water and are thus carried in solution. Others, including phosphorus, prefer to attach to particles of soil. Fine sediment, defined by geologists as silt and clay, is the most important of these, since fine sediment particles offer so much surface area. The fieldwork for Neal's project was pretty straightforward. Using satellite images, he identified the 6 types of land cover in the watershed, 99% of which is devoted to row crop agriculture. The 5 much smaller types included forested uplands, forested floodplain, pasture, channel banks, and grass. Then he took samples of fine sediment from those areas. This involved simply digging up a sandwich bag's worth of soil with a garden trowel. These samples were to serve as a reference for samples of sediment taken from Wildcat Slough during spring floods. Finally, he collected suspended sediment from Wildcat Slough during heavy rains between March and June of last year. He did so using a simple device called a sediment trap, which is a 4-foot-long piece of PVC pipe fitted with a cone-shaped nose that's anchored to a fence post in the stream. As flowing water enters the trap through the nose, its velocity decreases dramatically, which causes whatever fine sediment it carries to drop out before it exits through a tube at the tail. In the case of Neal's study, he and Anders both anticipated the fine sediment suspended in the lower reach of Wildcat Slough during spring floods would be traceable to the agricultural fields in the watershed. After all, that's where the bare soil is. But Neal's analysis showed something very different. Less than 5% of the fine sediment collected in the stream was traceable to farm fields. A much greater portion, roughly half, came directly from the channel banks, with the rest contributed by forested and grassy areas. Why that's so offers a new mystery to be investigated. What these results suggest, says Anders, is that the soil conservation practices employed by farmers in that part of the watershed are doing exactly what they're supposed to do, keeping the soil on the fields and out of the stream. In doing so, they're also preventing phosphorus pollution.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.